USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Governor Andrew Cuomo said that public employees who worked on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic and died from COVID-19 will receive the death benefits that are normally reserved for people who die in the line of duty.
And I want to make sure that we repay that, not just by saying thank you and running nice television commercials, right? That's why I use the words of JFK and Abraham Lincoln. You want to say thank you, show that you're grateful. Show the respect. The least we can do, what we must do, is for their families, those who died from the COVID virus, make sure they get the appropriate death benefit.
He listed transit workers, emergency responders, and public health care workers as examples. The state has not released official numbers on how many frontline workers have died from COVID-19, but Politico reported that at least 183 New York City employees have died from the virus. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The coronavirus crisis threw at least 2.1 million Americans out of work last week, despite the gradual reopening of businesses around the country. The latest job figures from the U.S. Labor Department bring to 41 million the running total of Americans who have filed for unemployment since the coronavirus shutdowns. There were some encouraging signs. The overall number of Americans currently drawing jobless benefits dropped for the first time since the crisis began, from 25 to 21 million. And first-time applications for unemployment have fallen for 8 straight weeks as states gradually let stores, restaurants, and other businesses reopen, and the auto industry starts up factories again. Organizers officially canceled the Boston Marathon for the first time in its history and ending a 124-year run that had persisted through 2 world wars and another pandemic. The race, which draws a field of over 30,000 and had already been postponed from April 20th to September 14th, will be replaced by a virtual event in which participants who verify they ran 26.2 miles will receive their finisher's medal. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A former White House hopeful has a new political action committee, and USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Failed presidential candidate Julian Castro, staying in politics as the former HUD secretary, has formed a political action committee that's targeting down-ballot candidates who he says he believes are prioritizing people rather than special interests. The group, which is called People First Future, making their first endorsements backing 12 candidates running for Congress. One of the 12 is Castro's brother, Congressman Joaquin Castro. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr has asked top federal prosecutors in Texas to review episodes of unmasking by Obama administration officials before and after the 2016 presidential election. U.S. intelligence agencies routinely conceal the identities of U.S. persons who are included in intercepted communications of foreign officials, and senior government officials can request those identities be revealed or unmasked to better understand that intelligence. Unmasking requests are common and not a crime, but publicly disclosing the person's identity or spreading it for political purposes is unlawful. 39 officials had made the request, including numerous times by former Vice President Joe Biden, FBI Director James Comey, and CIA Director John Brennan. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.